Ava ייתן לי אבקי אנטני אתנו פורו סמרתי רוח גאו גאו סנטרקותי אבא בשנו נבי מונה חוסף שו אוי שרי
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, we also you will partake of the consolation. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks many be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but with the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you. For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand, or what you read or understand. Now I trust that you will understand even to the end, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours. In the day of the Lord Jesus, the grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John, my beloved. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not love the world nor the things in the world, for the world is passing away and the lust thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us. Amen. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the 27th day of the blessed month of Tehut. May God in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day he sent Eustathius, his two sons, and his wife were martyred. His name at first was Placidius, and he was pagan. He was one of the ministers of the Roman Empire during the reign of Emperor Trajan. He used to give alms and charity in abundance, and was very merciful to the poor. The Lord did not wish that his toil should be in vain. One time while he was in the desert hunting deer, as his custom, he saw a figure of a cross appear to him, and it reached up to heaven. He heard a voice of the Lord Christ calling upon him to adopt the faith. When he returned to his home, he told his wife and his two sons what had happened. He went to the Bishop of Rome, who taught them the faith, baptized them, and changed his name to Eustathius. Soon after, many hardships came upon him as what befell upon Job, the righteous. He lost his slaves, maidservants, and all his possessions, and he left Rome because of his poverty. On the way, he lost his wife and two sons, but with the divine providence of God, the lover of mankind, they found each other again, and they rejoiced greatly for their reunion. When Emperor Hadrian reigned and heard about Eustathius and his family that they became Christians, he summoned them. He ordered them to offer incense to the idols, but they refused. He released hungry, vicious beasts on them, but it did not harm them. Finally, he placed them in boiling oil. So they delivered up their souls in the hand of the Lord, and they received the crown of the martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Esmo erene pasi. Evmantis, O Masalogius Christ our God, who said to send the unsapholy apostles, many proud righteous men have desired to see what you see and are not in them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, so that prayer of you, Lord, stands.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our mother of Bethany, so remember the supplication, pray which offer upon to you, Lord, our God's have already fallen asleep, repose on them who are sink in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Evangelion to Ananus Ma.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with them, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Glory be to God forever.